Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
While the country has been set on course for imminent collapse, Old Yeller Biden staggers forward with his job approval rating at 33%.
We'll teach Donald Trump a valuable lesson. Don't mess with the minimum America unless you want to get the benefit.
His campaign of delusion, leaning on abortion.
The reason women are being forced to travel out of state. This is going to go on for a while. They got this plan.
Paranoid fantasies of threats to democracy.
One thing that the president does not do is insult voters or American people.
Nothing but articles after articles after articles. His expressed hatred for his
country. Writing those articles.
It doesn't matter.
It's not.
He has vitriol for them. And so does MSNBC. And so does CNN. And so does the New York Times. They have vitriol for half of the nation. They don't look at them like fellow Americans, and it's unfortunate. They try to paint them as racist. That all the things that they do to their fellow Americans who simply want a safe home, a safe community, for their children to have prosperity, they want the same thing.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
While waging war on the technologically driven workforce of 70 million independent contractors, a boneheaded move that can only further damage the future of the shrinking American economy.
We're fundamentally changing the economy in this country, and everybody's getting a little worried about it.
Old Yeller limps ever forward, begging to be fact-checked as he barks one lie after another.
Over the last year, prices are down on everyday items from a gallon of gasoline to a gallon of milk. And folks are beginning to feel it.
Inflation is at its highest level in 40 years. Consumer prices are up nearly 14%. Gasoline is up 39.1%. And while an infinite number of illegals line up to receive Obamacare, the number of American citizens without health insurance went down by 4.2 million. Publicly held debt is up 13.7%, and the amount of citizens on food stamps has increased. Adding to Old Yeller's inevitable reckoning with the data, his main handler, Barack Obama, is reportedly panicking, begging Old Yeller to drop out while frantically playing musical chairs with his aides. Old Yeller hasn't just angered MAGA Republicans with vitriol aimed at millions of Americans free to vote for whoever they choose.
Democracy means rejecting and repudiating political violence, regardless of party. Such violence is never, never, never acceptable in America. It's undemocratic. And it must never be normalized to advance political power.
And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
Old Yeller has managed to anger disgusted parents, foreign dignitaries, minorities.
They're going to put y'all back in chains.
Democrats.
Get your words straight, Jack.
Independents and everyday Americans.
You are actively trying to diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our guns.
You're full of shit.
All right, thank you.
Shush. And I love people who say the blood of liberty. The tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots. Well, guess what, man? I didn't see a whole lot of patriots that are out there walking around making sure that we have these weapons. Well, and if you really want to worry about the government, you need an F-16.
He may have a dim clue that he's going to get what's coming to him from God Almighty before the Biden show drives off a cliff.
How was Balls Radio in your son's Chinese state down text message? Were you sitting there? Were you involved?
No, I wasn't. I don't know.
Were you?
No.
That said, Old Yeller's tenure has proven one thing. The compromised uniparty sex club known as Congress is ill-prepared to deal with the overwhelming sabotage of the highest offices of the United States from within.
So these parties are like, it gets hot and heavy.
Yeah, it's like an in-house thing. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't.
John Bound reporting.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, January 26, 2024 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Again, thank you so much for joining us. And remember, we're in an information war, so I'm asking you to take the live show feed from Real Alex Jones on X, because that's not as censored on other platforms. You can share it better via email, via text message, to go to Real Alex Jones and take the live show feed and share it right now, or from Infowars.com/show and tell those that you give it to be modern Paul Revere's and tell them to share it, and tell those they tell to share it, and so on and so forth. And that's what triggers what the globalists fear, a populist chain reaction that you are now seeing right now, with a total of 26 states standing together in defiance to the globalist replacement migration destroying our border. And it's all coming out. 25 states have joined Texas. That's 26 states. More than 10 are sending their state guards here. And Obama administration, his third administration through Biden, is now saying that they are looking to nationalize the state guards so that they can order them to commit treason and not secure the border. Attorney General here in Texas, Ken Paxton, who's been under globalist attack and defeated them so far, their biggest thorn on the side at a state level, a lot of the great attorney generals as well, who aren't Soros-controlled like him, and he's not controlled either. I'm saying there's a lot of good ones, but close to half are controlled literally by Soros and the Democratic Party, but Paxton has come out and said that drug cartels are the muscle of the Democratic Party, and I've been saying that for years, and that they're using them to carry out criminal activity and as bag men, and that they are working with them with campaign contributions to help them engage in the human smuggling and the facilitation to the border, where just like a baton is handed off in a relay race, they hand it over. So massive, massive developments. I was doing a talk show interview a few days ago on someone else's show, and they found it hard to believe when I said Congress has put out a report that just the last 3 years of illegal alien invasion has already cost more than $80 billion and is projected just in the next decade of what's already come in, and by the way, it's $22 million, not $10 million, to cost $451 billion. And the show host thought that was hard to believe, so I actually pulled up the report. And we'll be going over some of that today here as well. Migrant crisis has U.S. taxpayers on the hook for up to $451 billion. House GOP report breaks down. Here's some of their headlines. Republican governors band together issue joint statement supporting Texas constitutional right to self-defense. Breaking Trump calls for all willing states to deploy National Guard to Texas border and start the deportations. Scott Bronson, our producer, put out a really good X post at Tweet Revere. The feds know that the border is an issue. Say they have limited funds and personnel. There's four states on the Mexico border. One of the four states said, we are going to take control of the border ourselves. So why doesn't the administration just slide their stuff over to the one or the other three states? Or is it there's something to what Ken Paxton says in saying Texas is the state they want to flood with illegals? Oh, actually, it's worse than that. The Biden administration proposing a few months ago putting ankle bracelets on the illegal aliens and making them stay in Texas, in Florida, and a few other conservative states. So that's official. Here's what I mentioned earlier. Texas AG blasts Biden admin for aiding and abetting cartels after migration numbers smash records. And he goes through the detail of it. Well, how'd they threaten Carrie Lake in the new audio? The head of the RNC until he stepped down. He said, I'm really worried they're going to kill me. And he said, yeah, they'll use the drug cartels to do it. Ken Paxton, Texas Attorney General, says Joe Biden administration is aiding and abetting the cartels. Absolutely going on. And we've got a bunch of clips I want to get to. Joy Reid tells MSNBC viewers, Texas securing border akin to Southerners resisting integration. But, of course, in Illinois and in New York and in all these other Democrat states, when they get there, they're busing them out to red states. So the New York Governor Hochul, the New York mayor, they've all said, don't come here. But when we say we can't be completely wide open, oh, it's the Civil War again. All right, I want to go through a bunch of clips here before I go to all the rest of this news and information that I have. Let's start first with clip 7. The Biden administration has now warned Texas it has until noon today to return control. This came out yesterday at noon. To return control of the contested locations in Texas to the southern border. Now, what's really happening here? Is this a panacea? Is this all perfect, what the governor of Texas has done? No, but he's saying no. He's drawing attention, and he blocked the main invasion point where the most people are coming through at Eagle Pass and backed it up to tens of thousands of people wanting to get in to draw attention to it and force the crisis in the open. It's nothing but positive. We're not saying this will save the world, but it will draw massive attention to it. Another big facet I want to get into is there's major hype going on that there's going to be violence at the border. No one going to the border, not the journalists, not the convoys of truckers and others, wants that. But when you can have people posing as militia, the militia is constitutional, I support it. And, of course, a modern extension of that would be the State Guard. But the citizens are in the militia, every able-bodied man. And civil defense. But just like Anonymous or just like Q or just like anything else, when somebody's wearing a mask and they're anonymous, it's easy, like with the Patriot Front, Fed Front group, and the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center have been caught doing this, leading militias they manipulate and control or they create. And if you remember what we saw in Michigan, a few years ago, where they had three trials, two of them they were found innocent, or they mistrialed and were innocent. Another case, another one, they finally got some convictions. But the feds were running that militia and threatening them to go commit violence and kidnap Governor Whitmer. None of it ever happened. It was a setup. And when I would expose that some of the militias back in the 90s and 2000s were federally controlled, those militia leaders later turned out some of them were feds, and they would always say, Jones hates the militia and says it's not constitutional and is an enemy of the militia. That is a straw man. I'm saying any big events we have or any operations we're involved in to draw attention to things, like the election fraud of January 6th, you know, all the rest of it, can be easily hijacked. I've lived it. I've been set up myself. And I'm saying keep your head on the swivel. And anybody telling you not to be very wary of groups like Patriot Front or other new militias that pop up that have got a bunch of incendiary, Ray Epps type rhetoric, you can bet your bottom dollar those are Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL/FBI, or CIA operatives. And so I've got a lot of news on that front as well. We also have an urgent warning in a big letter by former FBI DHS experts and other agency officials penning an urgent warning to Congress about the number of known terrorists coming across. So we've got all of that information. But this is the globalist war on our very sovereignty, the war on our flag, on our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, our very border, our currency, everything. We are under globalist attack. Make no mistake, that's going on right now. So let's go ahead and go to the clip of the Biden administration has now warned Texas that it has until today. Again, this came out yesterday. And so we hope there's some type of confrontation here. We know that last week, Biden already unofficially, it came out in the news, told the Border Patrol to physically remove the Texas Guard, and the Border Patrol refused because they're sick of following illegal orders. But this could definitely escalate quickly. And if it is, it's good to have between an official representation of the people, an elected governor, and our military that we know are patriots. It's going to be very hard for the feds to demonize the Texas Guard if the feds try to get aggressive or physical with them. But I know Abbott has been saying basically he's going to ignore these orders because we have a right to self-defense, and he's waiting for the Supreme.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Governor Abbott is not interested in that. He wants to politicize an issue, and he's not helping communities. He actually isn't. And he's actually putting Border Patrol agents in harm's way by doing what he's doing. I'm not going to speak to any actions that the president might take, may not take, but we've been very clear on this.
Economy.
Let's talk facts. The Democrats are trying to misrepresent, along with other rhinos like Mitt Romney, that Trump said, don't do a deal. No, we've got copies of the Republican and Democrat versions. It's amnesty. It's totally open borders. The Democrats told the illegal aliens to surge. They gave them State Department and UN money to do it. They're running it all. When I win the election, immediately surge the border. And for the last 3 years, they denied there was a border crisis. Now there is a crisis, but it's Trump's fault, and it's Texas's fault, and I have clips. Well, you've already heard it. You want to hear from Mitt Romney? You want to hear from CNN some more? Do you want to hear him? The White House say it's the Republicans' fault. You already know they're doing that. I'm not going to play those clips. We got too many other clips to get to. But it's just ridiculous. The border was shut down 95% to what it is now. Okay? When Trump was in. The damn thing was almost completely shut down, and illegal immigration was still there. Okay? So here's Tucker Carlson explaining exactly what's happening.
The numbers you need to understand. Yale University released a study last week by three researchers, all of them liberal, I believe, who concluded that the actual number of illegal aliens in this country is not 11 million, it's north of 22 million. 22 million. Fact one. Fact two. The Democratic Party is now, as a matter of policy, calling for the legalization of all illegals in this country. Citizenship, voting rights. 22 million new voters. Fact three. The overwhelming majority of first-time immigrant voters vote Democrat. Fact four. The largest margin in American presidential history was 17 million votes, 1984 election between Mondale and Reagan.
And Reagan, yeah.
17 million. You would add to our voter rolls 22 million, at least, permanent electoral majority in perpetuity. That's what this is about. It's not about making the country better, serving our labor needs, helping the population. It's about putting Democrats in power forever. That is the truth of our immigration debate, period.
But let's add one more point. The Democrats have admitted in California and New York, members of Congress, we played the clips, hey, Democrat states, suck it up. One of them actually said, suck it up on MSNBC. We need to get more blue districts. And so even though these illegals, many of them can't vote right away, though they still do, we get more electoral seats in Congress that are already blue. Comprende? In 60, 70, 80% areas like New York where they all go Democrat. So they immediately get the new congressional seats. The Senate stays at 100 seats, but Congress continues to grow the overall number of seats. This is immediate. And it gives them all this criminal muscle. You've seen what's destroyed Latin America. Is governments working with the cartels. Once that happens, society collapses. Once the government isn't partnered with them, they can take them out within a matter of months. You've seen that all over Latin America, El Salvador, and other places. And here's the Attorney General of Texas talking about it.
Look, first of all, thank you to Governor Noem and the rest of the governor for standing with us. I think this is not just a Texas issue now. It's a national issue. And as far as this terrorist threat, I've been worried about this. It's chilling to hear the report that John Solomon gave and how that could potentially affect my state and really affect the entire country. Long after Joe Biden is gone, we're going to be dealing with potential terrorist threats. As far as the showdown, I don't know what Joe Biden's going to do. So far, it seems like every decision he's made has been a bad decision for our country. He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before, and I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Well, he's the one that's not upholding the law. The Supreme Court decision, as Governor Noem pointed out, there are a lot of areas where Texas is free to continue to put up wire. They don't have to allow this to happen, but it's beginning to look like that Joe Biden is basically, you know, drawing a line in the sand, and he's saying that, you know, the feds are going to come marching into Texas and rip down your razor wire, and Governor Abbott's saying we're just going to put it right back up again.
Look, I think I support the governor. He's going to stand. I talked to him today for a little while, and we talked about this very issue, and I guarantee you he's going to stand strong. He'll keep putting razor wire up. We'll keep blocking the border. We'll keep doing everything that we need to do to protect our state, despite the fact that this ruling, this Supreme Court ruling, was so wrong and has such a detrimental effect on our state and our country.
Now, there's a compilation up on Infowars.com. It's like 10 minutes long, so I'm not going to play the whole thing. Democrats in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, right until about 2015, saying we can't have open borders, it's totally lawless, we got to control the border. But I'm going to play one of the clips from that, and this is Barack Obama when he was running for president. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Barack Obama on the border.
We all agree on the need to better secure the border and to punish employers who choose to hire illegal immigrants. You know, we are a generous and welcoming people here in the United States, but those who enter the country illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law, and they are showing disregard for those who are following the law. We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country.
Well, there you go. And you know, who knows? I might just play that 10-minute compilation coming up here a little bit later. I want to look at the terror threat and what's coming out there and also the false flag issue when we come back. But we're going to break right now. Please remember, there's a couple ways to support the broadcast. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the books, the films, the water filtration, the high-quality supplements. We've got the Supercharge special right now that's about to end that is Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus for 50% off when you buy them as a combo, or 40% off. They really are game-changing. We have Winter Sun, the highest quality D3 you take under your tongue for better absorption. The number one cause of viral infection and replication is lack of D3. Everybody, particularly in the dark winter months, should be taking something like Winter Sun. There's other great brands out there. This is as good as it gets because it also funds this operation. Please get Winter Sun at Info. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We're also selling out of the first run of Next Level Foundational Energy, the methylfolate with a vitamin B complex. This is incredible. Cleans out your cells, gives you energy like you've never experienced, particularly if you're like most people and have genetic issues to not absorb folic acid fully. Ladies and gentlemen, you can also go to our great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. One word, DrJonesNaturals.com. And get dozens and dozens of products that are not available at InfoWarsStore.com that are exclusively available at DrJonesNaturals.com. And that's, of course, my dad, the dentist and oral surgeon. Incredible supplements, incredible products, Top Brain, Rocket Rest, Primal Energy, Kava Chill, but most importantly, the original Super Blue with the Nano Silver that hasn't been available for years, and it has the iodine, and it has the tea tree. Super Blue non-fluoride toothpaste with nano silver and iodine. Finally back in stock exclusively with a limited run at DrJonesNaturals.com. And they're a great sponsor that helps this show stay on the air. DrJonesNaturals.com. It just went up there, so there's no reviews of it yet, but it used to have 10,000 positive reviews. That was at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable form of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide again on this live Friday broadcast. So much to break down, so much to talk about here today. This story just broke on Infowars.com. It's in the local Texas news. This is wild. Illegal crossings plummet in Eagle Pass as Mexico cracks down on migrants in surrounding areas. Mexico, of course, has come to Biden repeatedly and said, you got to give us a plan to work with you to stop this. We're being invaded as well. And Biden has done nothing. And so now Mexico sees action by Texas and is aiding Texas. Border Hawk correspondent, in fact, grab this video report. Efren Gonzalez visited a nearly empty shelter in the border city through which tens of thousands of migrants were funneling just weeks ago. Now only around 100 migrants can be found at the shelter at any given time, with most preparing to present themselves at a port of entry on the international bridge with an appointment arranged with the CPB One app. Migrants at the shelter are hesitant to leave its confines until they're designating crossing times, as Mexican authorities have been aggressively patrolling the immediate area and even flying illegals back to southern Mexico to their homelands, likely as part of a deal struck by the Biden AMLO administration that began in 2023 but never followed through on. Here is a quick report from Border Hawk.
These are the operations in Piedras Negras to stop migrants that the Mexican government started after the meeting with United States officers at the end of December in face of the historic wave of illegal crossings. On every road and gap where thousands of undocumented people were observed daily, there are now soldiers and migration agents who prevent the use of these roads, causing a decrease of almost 90% in illegal crossings. Currently, migrants arriving in Piedras Negras crossing groups of 60 every day across the international bridges with asylum appointments.
I'm Efren Gonzalez, correspondent with Berhag News. We are inside the shelter in Piedras Negras, and now all these people have decided not to cross the river because they already have an appointment through CBP One.
In addition, since the end of December, a transfer of hundreds of migrants have continued from Piedras Negras to Tabasco. The Mexico authorities have not informed until when the operations will be continued, nor the reasons why they were not previously carried out. However, during January, crossings of large groups have been detected in remote areas that are difficult to access by avoiding these checkpoints.
All right, the full report is at Infowars.com. Let's move on to this area of information. Fox News. Militia members wanted to start a war at the border, murder migrants and Border Patrol agents, prosecutors say. That's from last year. Here's another one dealing with the same reports. And obviously, if you look at the court case, we followed it. It's just like the Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot. It was the feds getting into a group, hyping them up, people shooting their mouths off, drinking beer. Boom. All they need, big national terror story. While they ignore the suicides and the murders and the rape and the beheadings and the kidnappings and the dead babies and the human trafficking and the drug dealing and the fentanyl. They want to make it all about evil right-wingers marauding the border. Everybody has a right to go to the border. Everybody has a right to show what's happening. Everybody who can should. Just know that the feds and different groups are going to be there trying to set you up, and always be aware of it. Meanwhile, the feds don't like razor wire down on the Texas border, but they sure liked it after January 6th putting up all those huge fences and barbed wire fences all over the place. Washingtonians navigate the new normal, razor-tipped wire fences, and armed soldiers, the Washington Post responded. One person on X said, I'm old enough to remember when Democrats built a wall and installed razor wire around the people's house. The nation's capital being turned into a fortress, Washington, ahead of inauguration. They kept it all up for almost a year. We got more videos. Illegal aliens arrive via boat on California shore, immediately disperse into nearby neighborhood. So the same thing we see happening in Europe is happening here. Shifting gears, we've got this group of important reports. Invasion of U.S. underway. Top ex-FBI, DHS, and other agency officials pen urgent warning letter to Congress. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, posted a letter sent to him and other members of Congress by former law enforcement officials warning Joe Biden's open border policies have put America in grave danger. The cautionary message comes as every GOP governor in the country has signed a joint letter and 10 states are sending troops Thursday supporting Texas in the battle to secure its border despite Biden administration's efforts to keep the floodgates open. 10 retired FBI directors and experts in counterintelligence sent a letter to GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson, Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and the chairs of the House's Senate Intelligence Committee of Homeland Security. The letter states the Biden open borders are a specific threat that may be one of the most pernicious ever to menace the United States. You need to go read the full letter. It's very powerful, very informative, and dead on. And then let's look at this huge area before we go to break. And I'm going to shift gears into other news after that. And we'll have a continued border watch as the feds say they're going to force the state guard out sometime today in the Eagle Pass area. Migrant crisis. Remember, it's illegal alien invasion crisis, but under regulations under the UN Refugee Resettlement Migrant Compact that we never ratified in Congress, but that Bush and then Obama and then Trump got us out of it. And then Obama, when he got back into office 3 years ago, put back into place through his puppet Biden. The UN is in control of the migrant resettlement operation. That's why they use that term. We all dutifully are politically correct. We say two men can have a baby and men can be in women's sports. And we call them migrants. We do what we're told. We use all the words we're told because we live in a cult. So sick of it. Migrant crisis has U.S. taxpayers on the hook for up to $451 billion, House GOP report says. It's over $25 billion a year just to apprehend them and transfer them and process them. But if you look into the budget in the future, it's going to cost over $451 billion for those that are already in the country. Border crisis cost American taxpayers $451 billion annually, House GOP report claims. And here is that full report. It's linked up on InfoWars.com. I hope you will go read the historic dollar cost of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' open borders policies, Phase 4 Interim Report, Committee on Majority Report, November 13, 2023. And it goes through all the hard numbers so that you can see it all for yourself. And the same operation was used to wreck Europe. The same operation is now being used here. All right. I'm going to now go to break. And I want to come back and talk about all of this news. Wall Street Journal suggests, along with the Washington Post, by the way, and InfoWars pointed this out a few days ago, it's since gone viral, that Don Salazar wrote about it, that Nikki Haley needs to stay in the race because Trump could be assassinated. We're going to be going over all of that when we come back, and a lot more here today. Some big FDA news. Wait till you hear this. I'll hit that as well next segment. Then Alex Newman, great author, great researcher, expert on the New World Order, will be joining us, and so much more today. It's Friday Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. Take the highway to the end of the night.
All right, my phone has been blown up. You've heard the calls on air. I've had crew, staff, everybody asking me, get Michael Yon on. He was already on, but was it Monday? And get him to tell us what he thinks of 26 states now total, counting Texas, and what's unfolding on the Texas border. He is still down in Panama, just got out of the jungle, couldn't come on yesterday. Literally was just talking to him 10 minutes ago. He was in the car. He got back to his hotel. And he's like the leading expert on this, former special operations guy, very famous investigative wartime journalist, really needs no introduction here. And he's been down there for years pointing out the UN bases and what's being expanded and the communist Chinese. But we're not going to cover that now. I want his expertise on the Texas border, what's happening, what he thinks the feds are going to do. I'm concerned because we know some of these militias are federal honeypots, kind of like the Patriot Front. I'm not against militias, folks. I'm saying, just like with the Whitmer kidnapping, they can set us up. And I'm really concerned about a false flag operation. I think everybody should go to the border. We're going to be going to the border. It's good to cover it, good to draw attention. But what should we be looking for, Michael Yon?
Hey, Austin, I'm sorry I couldn't come on yesterday. I was busy. In fact, I just got off the train. We just went on the Pan American Railway this morning, and so I was messaging you from there, and also Brent Weinstein and Doc Chambers was on your show yesterday, good friend of mine. They're both going on Tucker Carlson today. They're both talking about these things. So we are force multiplying. You're always saying force multiply, force multiply. We are doing it, sir. And so what do I think of Abbott? Abbott is WEF. Abbott is World Economic Forum. That's the uniform he wears. We know if he wanted to shut that border, he could do it. He could easily do it by pressuring Mexico by, for instance, inspecting all the vehicles that are coming in. He's running off to India. I mean, most people don't seem to know that, but while all this is going on, Abbott's running off doing other things. The bottom line is...
So you're saying this is cosmetic and for show because he could put massive pressure searching all the vehicles coming in after they go through federal inspection to make Mexico control the border. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, he can do that with little effort at all. I mean, he wouldn't need all these dramas in 26 states and all that stuff.
Well, then what do you think is really going on?
He's bottom line, Abbott is World Economic Forum, period. I mean, full stop. And from there, everything follows. He is basically the Texas sector chief of the invasion of the United States. He is not our friend. He is not, he might be a Texan, quote unquote, but he's not a Texan. He's not an American.
I hear you and I respect you, and I've got concerns about Abbott, but I don't want to throw the baby out of the bathwater. What do you make of all these states joining us, saying they're sending the guard? It's really drawing attention to what Biden's doing. Is there anything good in this?
I don't trust them, Alex. It just doesn't feel right. You know, it feels like a baited ambush, you know? And just everything smells off because we already know that Abbott could stop this. Why is he not stopping it? And even the Eagle Pass, I'm at Eagle Pass a lot. I've spent at least a month there in the last couple of years. I mean, I'll leave from Panama and go to, like, Piedras Negras, which is it's the Mexican city on the other side of Eagle Pass. I spent almost 2 weeks in Piedras Negras because Abbott's, guys down in the Border Patrol as well giving me a hard time on the Eagle Pass side, the Texan side. So I actually got a hotel in Cartel.
Well, that's right. We've had our reporters as well last year confronted by the State Guard actually helping the illegals come in.
Oh, yeah, right in front of me. I mean, like, and I get far less hassle on the Cartel side, which is the Cartel side anyway, actually. I mean, there's no border.
What do you think of Ken Paxton? He says that the Democrats are working with the cartels. What do you think of him?
100% they're working with the cartels. I don't track Paxton as closely as I should, and that's a failure of mine. So I don't have a comment, and that's a fault of my own.
Well, it is true that Abbott's been part of the World Economic Forum. Most big leaders are. Should he come out and repudiate that and say he's no longer part of it? I mean, what would it take for Abbott to prove himself?
He would need to come out and denounce World Economic Forum and tell him to take him off his website. Say, take me down. I'm not a member of World Economic Forum. I'm a Texan. I'm an American. That's what he needs to say. Crystal clear. But he won't do that. He's not done that. To my knowledge, I've asked him.
Okay, so I respect you. You're a leading expert. What should Texas tell Abbott to do?
Texas should tell Abbott to leave the World Economic Forum and join Texas and the United States. I mean, that's what Greg Abbott should do. And you're showing footage right there of under the overpass. I've been there many times. That's at Eagle Pass. And I know that terrain very well. Listen, even if he closes Eagle Pass, it's irrelevant. That's like closing the Mississippi River with a box of Legos. I mean, the other massive border remains wide open when he could easily close it by pressuring Mexico, by inspecting their vehicles, by not just basically, it would hurt us as well. I get it. A lot of people say, but that would hurt us too. I'm like, we're in a war. This is destroying us, what's happening now. Getting into the actual knockdown, drag out fight would hurt us, but what's happening right now, we're basically that monk that's setting itself on fire and dying in the street. That's what's happening.
Yeah, we're being given a quiet, lethal injection instead of a stand up fight.
Yeah, that's right. We're dying slowly but surely. Let me show you something, Alex. I'm in the City of Knowledge right now, right? I'm in Panama. City of Knowledge is the headquarters of all these NGOs, IGOs. I just call them EGOs, evil governmental organizations, right? This is the map of all the, I don't know if it comes out very well.
Yeah, center it.
Center it, let's see if it's
just
centered.
Raise it up, that's perfect.
Okay.
Tell us what we're seeing.
This is all, like, IOM, Red Cross, IAS, Norwegian Refugee Council, UNHCR, all these people. This is about 62 of them. I'm at their headquarters. This is the map of their headquarters. I'm actually at the, I'm in one of these buildings on this map, right? And so this is the former U.S. Army headquarters, Fort Clayton. People who are stationed here know about Fort Clayton. Our flag used to fly right over there, the U.S.
So they're literally taking over U.S. military bases and turning them into giant U.N. invasion points.
1999, you know, when Carter gave it back, 1999, it was officially...
I remember they were worried that Carter gave it back in 79, it was transferred in the 90s, that it would become a Chinese base. It has for illegal invasion.
It has. So in 99, they actually did the transfer, right? So they just had the 25-year celebration, but 1 week ago, on Saturday, right? So, yeah, last Saturday. And so I was actually with Brett Weinstein and Chris Martinson out in the... On the canal, so we didn't go to the celebration, but it was right out the door over here. So they just had the big celebration with all the NGOs and IGOs, you know, and we wanted to be there, but we couldn't be two places at once. But the bottom line is, this is the headquarters. This headquarters used to be the U.S. Army South headquarters. Now it's the invasion. There's highest on that map. I made that footage. I just made that when I was with Chris.
Absolutely. And, so the time we've got, limited time, and I'm going to do an emergency show tomorrow at noon. I don't know if you can pop in during that, but if you can, please do.
I'll come on for you anytime. Well, anytime, man. Only time I don't come for them for you is when I'm in the jungle and I don't get your message.
No, I appreciate you, sir, so thank you. We'll be live at noon tomorrow for several hours. Anytime you can pop in for 30 minutes commercial-free, we'll do it. But getting back to Texas... it's great that people are mobilized. I love the other states supporting Texas. It's drawn attention. I see it as positive. But I understand you don't have confidence in Abbott. I get that. I agree with you overall. But what could the trap be like January 6th? What could they try to stage? I mean, what would you be looking for?
Anything goes, Alex, as you know. I mean, I watched your show yesterday. I watch your show all the time, every time I get a chance. You were on yesterday with Doc Chambers, my good friend, Green Beret doctor. And Doc and I were chatting about it this morning and talking about it. He's going on Tucker today. Him and Brett Weinstein are going on today. They might be on right now. And Doc started, you know, he sees it as well. He's a smart man. He spent a lot of time in wars and whatnot. He smells the trap as well. I don't know what they'll do, but you know, you talked about it yesterday, what they might do, some sort of false flag. Look at January 6th. I mean, Gleiwitz. Look at October 7th. To me, that was an obvious false flag. False flags are normal. A lot of people don't get that. They have this idea that agent provocateurs and false flags.
No, they're almost always a precursor to any major political or military event. They're the norm, not the exception. Explain that.
Absolutely. It's just like a lure is the norm when you're fishing. You know, I use lures to fish, right? It's like that. Is that the exception or the norm?
Keep going.
I mean, so other Americans are not going to close the border down by going to Eagle Pass. Why would you go into their baited air? Why would you let them choose the battleground, right? I mean, don't go in to fight and do violence, for starters. But at the same time, don't go to a trap that they clearly are setting. Even if it's not a trap, it should be assumed that it's a trap because we saw what happened on January 6th. We see them lie constantly. They never tell the truth unless it's by accident. I mean, that's just how they roll. They just, look, when Chris Martinson was on your show, I just had Chris Martinson out here as well. Well, he sure gets it. After he came down here, he put a lot of things together that I didn't see yet. But Chris Martinson said yesterday on your show, he said something, Dr. Martinson, he said something like, you know, when they have the opportunity to tell the truth, they lie anyway, something like that. That's not verbatim.
Hold on, do five more minutes with us. I want to focus on Texas and your concerns about it being a honey trap. It's good people are standing up and involved, but they should have their head on a swivel, aware of that. Back in 2 minutes, Michael Young is our guest. We're in an emergency broadcast, noon tomorrow. If he can, he'll join us. Others are joining us, but we're live right now. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.